Drumheller is a nice and very different extension to your visit to the Canadian Rockies. The scenery is the exact opposite of the Rockies, and is flat prairie land and long straight roads through farmland. But then, Drumheller is like a little oasis with canyons and rivers. The most famous attraction in Drumheller is the Royal Tyrrell Museum and its outstanding collection of dinosaur fossils and even full skeletons, most of which were found in the local region. The way to start this tour is very specific, and it begins on Highway 2, the main highway that runs between Calgary and Edmonton. We exit Highway 2 using the combined routes of 9 and 72. It's important that you use this route for the one-hour approach to Drumheller, so you can enjoy the introduction to paleontology and dinosaurs, and why Drumheller and the Badlands are such a rich source of fossils. Once we arrive in Drumheller, we've created two loop drives that start from the town area. The first is the Dinosaur Loop, and it does the drive to the Tyrrell Museum, the Little Church, and I do mean little, and then on to Horse Thief Canyon. We then take a free cable ferry to cross the Red Deer River and access the Orkney Viewpoint as we return back to town. The second loop drive is the Hoodoos Trail. Along the drive, highlights include the tiny town of Wayne, the Rosedale Suspension Bridge, those spiritual hoodoo rock formations, and the historic Atlas coal mine before returning to town. If you're heading to the Canadian Rockies after Drumheller, or even just heading to Calgary Airport, there's a choice of two different routes for the westbound drive away from Drumheller. The tour will connect you to the free Calgary to Banff tour if you're heading that way.